Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 14 of volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Rest from War. Charles Swindoll said, "In place of our exhaustion and spiritual fatigue, God will give us rest. All he asks is that we come to him, that we spend a while thinking about him, meditating on him, talking to him, listening in silence, occupying ourselves with him, totally and thoroughly lost in the hiding place of his presence." Our text today is Joshua 11, verses 21 through 23. "And Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua devoted them to destruction with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the people of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal allotments. And the land had rest from war." It seems like we are battling giants almost every day of our journey with Jesus. Here are just a few giants I know people are facing today: criticism, doubt, fear, insecurity, and worry. I'm sure that you could add more and more great obstacles that we fight against regularly. Joshua 11:21 states that Joshua had to battle against the Anakim. Warren Wiersbe gives us the following comments to tell us who the Anakim were. "The Anakim, mentioned in 11:21 through 22, were a race of giants, descendants of Anak, who were greatly feared by the 10 unbelieving men who had spied out Canaan. The two believing spies, Joshua and Caleb, didn't fear them, but trusted the Lord for victory. All 12 spies saw the great size of the enemy, but only Joshua and Caleb trusted in God's power to defeat the giants. If the rest of the spies and the rest of the Israelites had had the same faith, God would have led the people into Canaan sooner, without 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Sometimes we run from our giants because we forget the size of our God. All this fighting leaves us with a longing for rest. How many people following this devotion are in desperate need of some rest? We spend most of our lives fighting battles and so little time finding rest. God not only conquers our enemies, he also provides us rest. The Bible says that God gives us the Sabbath for rest. We know that one day we will find perfect rest with God in heaven. Our Lord knows perfectly well how important rest is for his children. That's why rest is in his plan, even for his land. Joshua 11 ends with a great statement, "And the land had rest from war." Lissa Ray Beale shares insight into the theme of rest found in the book of Joshua. "Finally, the land had rest from war." The verse concludes the first half of the book of Joshua, which had focused on the battles of all Israel. All that remains is the listing of kings taken in battle in chapter 12. For now, Israel's wars are ended, and never again in Joshua does all Israel join in battle. There will be individual and tribal skirmishes as Israel settles into its possession. One such account records Caleb taking Anakite cities. That account also ends with the phrase, "The land had rest from war." With the cessation of war, Israel begins the process of possessing the land and entering into the rest anticipated in Joshua's commission. This is the rest promised to the ancestors, which Israel achieves once the land is allotted. The rest is experienced in the land and dependent on the covenant of faithfulness. For this reason, Israel renews the covenant following land allotment. Too soon after it's renewed, the covenant will be broken and rest is disrupted. This first half of the book, however, ends in expectation of lasting rest. Joshua had led God's people to a place of rest. He overcame his fear. He was strong and courageous. He obeyed God, and God came through. God always does. If you're struggling right now with something that makes you afraid, tests your obedience, or feels impossible, realize that a day is coming when you, like Joshua, will have rest from your war. A time of rest, restoration, and renewal is approaching. Just don't give up. Keep obeying him. Don't look at the size of your enemy. Keep your focus on the size of your God. Questions to consider. What giants are you facing in your relationship with Jesus? Read Hebrews 12, 1-3, and write down specific truths that you can apply now in your Christian walk. It reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Pray with me. Lord, thank you for an opportunity to rest, and thank you for making rest a part of your plan for us. Teach us how to trust in you when we are exhausted, that you will provide us rest when we need it most. In Christ's name, amen.